Thank you, Don. Our last batch of news items in part one focuses on various charity work. The Air Ambulance Service is considering a new base at Norwich Airport, whilst a flight simulator is to make a virtual trip for charitable causes. We also hear about the launch of this year's cycling Tour de Norfolk in aid of the Big C. First, however, a celebration of 50 years of service to charity. A volunteer has been thanked for 50 years of service at a charity club which supports people with disabilities. Victor Hall has been honoured with a souvenir bear, having worked for Build Wednesday Club in a variety of roles since it opened in 1967. The bear to commemorate the charity's golden anniversary, which happens this year, has been named Victor in his honour. The Build Bear was given to Mr. Hall in a surprise presentation by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Marion Maxwell, at the Princes Street United Reformed Church in Norwich. Mr. Hall has worked for the charity in a range of ways, including as a trustee and trainer, and now stays involved as a weekly volunteer.
The region's air ambulance is in the early stages of exploring building a new base in Norwich. East Anglian Air Ambulance, which serves an area containing 3 million strong population, will examine the prospect of a new operating base and administrative hub in the county. Currently, the charity's Norfolk base is in a hangar near Norwich International Airport, but it is hoped a new facility would improve both response time and cost efficiency. Patrick Peel, chief executive of the charity, stressed that the project was at a very early stage and no decision would be taken in the next 12 months. He said a new base would be near Norwich Airport, but pointed out that some other air ambulances across the country operated from industrial sites.
Two volunteers from the City of Norwich Aviation Museum are preparing to take off on a fundraising flight around the world without leaving Norfolk. On March the 3rd and 4th, 19-year-old Nick Ashworth from Borborough and 30-year-old Mike Thurtle from Frettenham will attempt to fly around the globe in a Hawker Hunter fighter jet simulator, which is based at the museum in Horsham St Faith. The aim of the mission is to raise £750 to be divided between the museum and the East Anglian Air Ambulance.
Organisers of the Tour de Norfolk 2017 cycling event hope to see thousands sign up after officially launching yesterday at the Norfolk Showground. The event supports Norfolk's Big C cancer charity, and last year's ride attracted 1,300 cyclists who raised nearly £20,000. Now, in its second year, organiser Luke Rumbelow is optimistic that some can be beaten on Sunday, September the 17th. At least £2 from every registration, double that of last year, will be donated to the charity. He said, "We had such a successful first year of Tour de Norfolk. The team are busy behind the scenes to ensure the second event is bigger and better. It is such a pleasure planning this event. People love it, and the money raised goes to such a great charity. This year we'll see new developments to the tour, including a traffic-free family ride enclosed within the showground that is perfect for beginners and young families. The tour spans the whole county, with the four on-road routes beginning and ending at the Norfolk Showground and passing through Mattishall at 20 miles, Worthing at 40, Fakenham at 70 and Blakeney for the 100-mile cyclists. The event will be sponsored by Desira Motor Company, who will also be providing support vehicles for the cyclists. Music and catering will be available all day at the Norfolk Showground, with food and drink stations posted along the route.
Children from a Norwich infant school have planted daffodils to help raise funds and awareness for the Marie Curie Great Daffodil Appeal. 12 children from Cecil Gowing Infant School, aged between 4 and 7, planted daffodil bulbs at the Maid's Head Hotel this week and also tried their hand at pot decorating. The children were also given bulbs to take home from the event to carry on testing their new horticultural skills. Of the 24 bulbs planted by the pupils, each can be identified thanks to a stick marking the daffodils. The Maidshead Hotel is inviting members of the public to sponsor a daffodil for £15, with all proceeds being donated to the Cancer Care charity. Those who sponsor the bulb, which blooms first, will win an evening for two and will be lucky enough to try a 7-course inspirational menu of the hotel's Wine Press restaurant. The Maidshead Hotel will be supporting Marie Curie as their nominated charity throughout the year. Well, that's all from
Paddy
and myself, and it's on to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris Gillam.